Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Bold, bald, beautiful.
I'm one small, bald man.
ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky on Kyle, Brust, and Nordman.
Joining us on Kyle, Brust, and Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin is Rob Domofsky, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Packers. Rob, welcome into KBN. Rob, we got you.
How are you guys?
Doing well. Great to have you. Look, some weird Giannis news just came up, so a little distracted by that. But nonetheless, when it comes to Rich Bisaccia, he's a hot name right now. There's a weird feeling. There's like no true reports that he'll be back. Do you know anything? Right. If you do, could you please share?
No, I know the last I checked in with some members of the coaches there this morning, yesterday, that nothing has been decided yet and that things are I think the coaches might be off this week. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I talked to a couple of the defensive guys who – you know, whether they're going to go with Halfley or not. And they basically said, you know, we don't know yet. Just spending time with the family right now, which tells me that the coaches might be off and that Matt LaFleur might be going through, you know, his evaluations. Because you think about it, you know, he probably didn't spend a whole lot of time on that last week. They were doing exit interviews with the players. And then once they got to about, what, Wednesday or Thursday of last week, then it was all about meeting with Ed. So he's probably doing the coach evaluation stuff right now as we speak.
What's more important? Is it finding the defensive coordinator or is it figuring out like, oh, you know, what we're going to do on the offensive side of the football, we're going to do with the special teams coach? Like, which one do you think is the highest priority?
It's all important, but I guess I would say right now defensive coordinator because you know you don't have one. And that's something that, you know, they've made such progress defensively from – you know, the last couple of years before Halfley. I mean, you think about it. Who was the last Packers defensive coordinator to leave without being fired? Like, just go backwards. Joe Barry was fired. Mike Pettine was fired.
Dom left on his own, right?
Dom Capers was fired after 2017. Bob Sanders before Dom Capers. Jim Bates in 2005, that they were, that whole staff was fired with Mike Sherman. So, you know, this is they finally had made some progress, and now obviously they've got to start over, so to speak. So to me, that's the priority.
Rob, obviously Matt LaFleur got his extension. Do you know if Ed Policy handed down any imperatives, so to speak, for Matt LaFleur? Like, hey, we're going to give you an extension, but you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do that. Or is it just we're going to extend you, keep doing whatever you want to do?
No, I don't think it was like any directives at all, Brad, but I think that was all part of the process of meeting because like Ed Policy had to hear what he wanted to hear before they could, you know, before he would go forward. So maybe he asked Matt, what do you plan to do? And Matt said, I plan to do this or I don't plan to do anything. Either way, whatever he said, you know, Ed was fine with it. So it doesn't sound like there were any directives. In fact, now that I think about this, going back in the timeline in my head, Ed met with Goody, Russ, and LaFleur individually the day after the season. That would be Sunday of last of the day after the Bears game, and told them then that he wanted to extend and planned to extend each of them, but they had to get together as a foursome and figure out if it was the right combination going forward.
Oh.
And that's where it sort of went as the week went on, which is why they went down to the American Club and told her.
So when do you think Policy made that decision? At some point, he must have said, you know what? I am going to extend Matt LaFleur. Do you think he always wanted to and then just needed an excuse to not do it? Or was there a moment in time where he said, you know what? He's my guy.
Yeah, I mean, clearly I would think it was before the playoff game, right?
Like, for sure.
I mean, and it might have even been, you know, when they were, 9-3-1? It might have been at that point, and then, you know, all heck broke loose with the injuries, and maybe he doesn't hold, you know, Matt responsible for what happened down that final stretch of game. So, I mean, clearly he had seen enough to like what the direction was. Now, like, it's interesting because I talked to a lot of people around the league, and people around the league were like, was Matt LaFleur really on the hot seat with that record? But people locally and around Wisconsin have a different viewpoint of it. So it's all about your perspective and, you know, like, you know, what you're used to in front of you. And I think there's about 25 teams in the league that would probably love to have the kind of success the Packers had. The problem is the Packers want more, and they should want more.
Yeah, I feel you on that, Rob.
Talking with Rob Domofsky here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. So now that we know Matt LaFleur is extended, and we talked about, you know, the different coordinators and what's going on, Halfley leaving, coaches are on break, whatever that is. How much makeover do you think is going to happen this offseason? And in order to build depth, how are they going to do that this offseason without a first-round pick and with the cap space they're in? Because, again, it can't just be, well, this guy got hurt and that's why we didn't do X, Y, or Z.
No, 100%. I mean, injuries happen to everybody. You better find a way to fight through them. Now, was their injury situation extreme because of who got hurt? Sure, but that could happen again next year. So you can't just sit back and, you know, say, yeah, Ben, we're just going to hope we're healthy, because hope is not a strategy. I do think they'll be okay cap-wise. They'll figure out the cap, because, you know why? Because they always do.
Yeah,
they always
find you know, if you're trying to build depth and you got to restructure, you know, are they going to be spenders in free agency after the last two that they picked up and they don't have a first-round pick? You know, like, how are they going to go about this, you know, bringing Matt back?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to – Judy's got to do his part too, right? I mean, like, I'm sure, you know, we've talked the whole time, oh, should they bring Matt back, should they not? Well, what about Brian Gutekunst? You know, everybody give him a free pass? I don't think so. You know, he's got to do a better job as well. You know, this year's draft class, you know, it produced basically nothing, right? I mean, you know, maybe and part of that is the coach. Maybe the coaches are responsible for that. I don't know, but I mean, he better hit on, you know, some draft picks. I know you don't have a first rounder, but that doesn't mean you can't find guys in rounds 2, 3, and 4 that can come in right away and help. He's going to have to be economical in free agency, but effective. There's no reason you can't find, you know, week 2 free agents, not necessarily the guys that are signing week 1 or the first day for the blockbuster deals, but the, you know, there's that second wave of free agency after the big names have all gone. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to find a cornerback there, maybe a backup tackle or a starting tackle there, you know, maybe another tight end there. I mean, there's places that he can find players, and it's a big offseason for Brian Gutekunst as well as Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, now, I do want to know, you mentioned the foursome being able to work in unison and together. What's the real behind the relationship between Goody, Ball, and LaFleur? Do they work in unison, or is there a little bit of disconjointedness amongst those three? Because I think it's interesting that they met to make sure they all four.
They met to talk about that.
Yeah, I think naturally, Kyle, and it's a really good question, but naturally, Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball are going to work hand in hand, right? Because Brian's deciding what players he wants. And Russ, it's up to Russ Ball to make the contracts work and fit. So I think they're in unison there. The coaching staff is a little different story. They're a little bit on an island. You know, they're not really involved in personnel decisions. I mean, we've seen it the last couple of years. The coaches don't even go to the combine anymore. And because Brian Gutekunst is not Matt LaFleur's boss, there's no necessarily accountability between those two guys, or from one to the other, which is why I kind of thought the structure might go back to what it was, but Ed decided not to, and he must have felt comfortable in talking to those guys that they work well enough together. I would say this, it wouldn't hurt for them to work together better, right? Like, I mean, they could probably find some better working relationship there than maybe they've had in the past. I mean, it can't hurt to try to be a little bit more in stride with one another.
Do you think their success is obviously their success is tied at the hip, but like, do you think they are in Green Bay as long as each of them are in Green Bay?
I don't necessarily think that. You know, it is interesting though, because their contracts have always run concurrently with one another, and I would assume that would be the case as soon as Gutekunst's deal gets done as well. But it wouldn't, it would not be out of the realm of possibility for, let's say, you know, I mean, what if the Packers have a bad year or two bad years next year, and it's Ed Policy deems it because of coaching that he could move on from Matt, keep Goody, and then give Goody the power, or the other way around. I mean, if he thinks Matt's doing a great job, but Goody's not giving him the right players, he could make a change at GM without making a change at head coach. It'd be hard to go to the old structure, though, if you did it that way. The only real way you can go back to the old structure is if you got rid of the coach and then gave Goody the power over the coach, or got rid of them both and started over.
Yeah, it kind of got to the point, you know, where I was trying to go. I was like, how do they get there? But, you know, props to you, Rob, because I see on the Carbos Talking Text Line on YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison, people are calling Kyle out for saying disconjointed.
Disjointed?
Disconjointed is not a word, according to everybody.
Disjointed.
So the journalist and Rob Domofsky did a great solid not getting at you for that. Rob,
disjointed.
We appreciate the insight and enjoy any basketball games you head to over this weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll be seeing you.
Rob Domofsky, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Green Bay Packers.